The consumer watchdog has accused the telecommunications industry of flouting a recent inquiry by continuing to run questionable advertisements. In the latest example, the federal court has found that an ad campaign by the company TPG was false and misleading. That's despite the industry's claims to have got its act together after the Australian Communications and Media Authority spent 18 months looking at the way the sector treated its customers. Complaints about telecommunications services are at record levels. The Telecommunication Industry Ombudsman today reported 197,000 new complaints in the last financial year, up 17% from a year earlier. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission Chairman, Rod Sims, has been speaking to Lexi Metherill.
The telco companies particularly seem to be involved in a bit of a race to the bottom in terms of the way they advertise, particularly selling a bundled product but only focusing on one aspect of the product and therefore sending out misleading messages about the true cost of the product. So we still find that behaviour continuing and, yes, we are disappointed.
There has been almost unprecedented scrutiny of the telecommunications sector's customer service and advertising practices with the Australian Communications and Media Authority's recent 18-month inquiry into those matters. Do you think that these sort of practices are continuing despite that scrutiny?
Yes, we do. Look, clearly there's been some companies have adapted their behaviour, but we still do believe that there are problems there, and we're going to be writing to the telecommunications companies again shortly, pointing out our continuing concerns and also pointing out that we will be taking proactive steps to go through their advertising. So we remain concerned, and we're going to indeed ramp up our watch of these advertisements to make sure that they're accurate. I mean, the big problem here, Lexi, is it's quite a confusing product, and that's why we're so concerned about the potential for consumer detriment from misleading advertising.
As a result of the ACMA inquiry, the telecommunications sector is being forced to revise its own self-regulatory code. Are you confident that the changes that the ACMA is forcing on the industry will be sufficient to improve its advertising practices?
I think what will come out of this process that the ACMA has embarked on will assist. There's no question that having a stronger code that the industry either signs up to voluntarily, or if ACMA ultimately issue a standard, that will assist. There's no doubt about that. But given the history of behaviour, we will still keep a close eye on this sector.
Are you foreshadowing any further regulation of the sector?
No, we're foreshadowing that what we're going to do is allocate resources, additional staff resources, to undertake an extensive review of the advertisements in the mobile, landline, telephony, internet area to determine whether advertisements comply with the law. We're concerned that what's involved here is a bit of a race to the bottom. So each company watches what the other one advertises. They see an advertisement that looks attractive, and so they try and outdo it. But what they're doing is running risk of breaching the law. So we just want to put them on notice and say we're watching and try and basically send a message to the industry as a whole to make sure that their advertisements are clear and therefore close off this race to the bottom.
The chairman of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, Rod Sims, speaking to Lexi Metherill.